Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You know, Brooke, I really, really, really wanted to start off our new year of episodes with some exciting, happy news, but I'm just too sad.
Yeah, same. Like, the people we love really need to stop leaving us, like, ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost Betty White and Sidney Poitier, and now America's beloved sitcom dad, Bob Saget.
Look, I'm not going to say Full House raised our generation, but Full House raised our generation.
Yeah, and more specifically, Danny Tanner raised our generation.
Yes. R.I.P. Bob Saget.
You know, they say that celebrity deaths always happen in threes.
Yeah, and I don't know who they are, but I'm really sick of them being right.
Yeah, I wish they would just shut up.
Me too.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, January 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. Give me that
hot goss. Okay, I know I'm saying this every year right now, but can we just reboot the first few days of this year? I'm serious. I am not happy with how it's going.
I know. Look, I'm trying to be positive for this year, but we just made it through a pretty rough 2021, mm-hmm. considering everything that's happening in the world.
Right.
And now Danny Tanner dies. Like, it's too much. Let's just start over.
Yes, seriously. Full House star Bob Saget has passed away at the age of just 65, which is just so young to me. In this day and age, 65, you're still a spring chicken.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was obviously still living. He was even on tour doing stand-up.
I know.
So Bob was down on the road in Orlando, Florida yesterday when he passed away in his hotel room. And just the night before, he had done a stand-up show in Jacksonville. I mean, he even tweeted about the gig.
Yeah.
It was this selfie of him on stage after his set.
Yeah. And he captioned it, "I love tonight's show in Jacksonville. Really nice audience. Lots of positivity. I had no idea I did a 2-hour set tonight. I'm back in comedy like I was when I was 26. I guess I'm finding my new voice and loving every moment of it." Mm. Which just shows like how much he truly loved doing stand-up comedy. And I love that. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
And he finished it by telling his followers to check out his website for his upcoming tour dates, writing, "Going everywhere until I get the special shot and then probably keep going because I'm addicted to this shit. Peace out."
Yeah. I mean, he has been doing comedy for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't slowing down.
No.
He's just on fire. And it makes it that much harder to hear. And of course, you know, he had a successful stand-up comedian, but many of us know him and absolutely love him from his role as the soft-hearted, understanding dad on truly the best show of the 90s, Full House.
Yeah.
I mean, in his words, he was the raddest, baddest dad a kid ever had, and he was right. So Full House aired from 1987 until 1995, and he played widowed dad Danny Tanner and starred alongside John Stamos and Dave Coulier, who we know as Uncle Jesse and Joey.
Yeah, and Bob was the TV dad to actors Candace Cameron, Jodie Sweetin, and of course the Olsen twins, who both played Michelle because, you know, child labor laws. Mm-hmm. He also played dad to every child in America. Like, we all loved him, looked up to him. He was just such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And as many I'm sure know, the show also came back on Netflix in 2016 as the reboot Fuller House. And it ran for 5 seasons until it ended in 2020. And of course, he made a lot of appearances on that show.
Yes. I mean, the three dads of Full House are Full House. Like,
exactly. It was not the same without them, like, regularly on the show.
Yeah. So right now, we don't know what the cause of Bob's death is. It hasn't been reported yet. And it wasn't immediately apparent when he was found. So at the time, he was staying at the Ritz-Carlton down in Orlando.
Yeah. Now, he was found in his room unresponsive and the police were called. And when they arrived, they pronounced him dead on the scene. There was no evidence of drug use or foul play. So I'm guessing it's going to be a while before we really know what the cause of death was.
Yeah. And obviously, we're all devastated. I mean, I texted you yesterday. It felt like a gut punch.
Like shock.
Yeah. I mean, Bob was an important comedic figure in our lives, and he was loved by so many. But what just feels like the cherry on this shit cake is that it comes right after losing icon Betty White.
I know.
I mean, okay, she was 99.
Right.
We know she lived a long, beautiful life, but it still hurts. It hurts losing someone, especially someone who is as genuine, kind, funny, and just all around wonderful as her. So Betty White was an entertainer and comedian since she was a teenager in the 40s, which is just crazy to comprehend all the things that she has seen in her lifetime. And a lot of fans knew her as the slightly sex-crazed TV personality Sue Ann Nivens on The Mary Tyler Moore Show back in the 70s. And she also had her own short-lived TV show, The Betty White Show, in the late 70s.
Yeah, but of course, so many of us know and love her as her character Rose in the 80s sitcom The Golden Girls. And, you know, Betty passed away on New Year's Eve, as you said, at the age of 99, which was sad because she was literally weeks away from her 100th birthday.
I know.
And everyone was so looking forward to her reaching that milestone, like, people had already featured her on the cover of their next issue,
right?
Like celebrating her birthday. So it's sad. And I think we're still going to celebrate it. You know, like we have to.
Well, my favorite post that I saw was somebody saying she made sure she died when everyone would have to celebrate her because everyone's celebrating New Year's Eve. And I was like, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Love it.
And what's kind of eerie is that Bob Saget actually commented on Betty's passing just recently. So he posted about her death on his social media, writing, "She always said the love of her life was her husband, Alan Ludden, who she lost in 1981. Well, if things work out by Betty's design, in the afterlife, they are reunited."
Which is a super sweet thought. And also her assistant, I don't know if you saw this, said her last words were Alan, which I was like, oh my God, she saw him. Like, she had to have seen him. Good for her. It's so sweet to me. Like, it gives me hope. Bob also wrote, "I don't know what happens when we die, but if Betty says you get to be with the love of your life, then I happily defer to Betty on this." He also reminisced about the first time he met Betty when he was 15 years old and snuck into the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which I feel like you couldn't do nowadays.
No, you like, can't do that nowadays. I've tried.
They're like, ma'am, we don't film this show anymore. So he said he watched her hit everything she said out of the park and added that anytime he got to hang out with her, he had a small peek into what a remarkable talent and human being Betty was. Mm.
Yeah. So she was incredible. Her death hit us pretty hard, as well as Bob. And it feels like just as we were processing losing Betty, we got hit with another death.
Yes.
This time of Sidney Poitier, who was a groundbreaking film actor and an absolute legend in Hollywood.
Yes. Oh my God.
Sidney was important. Many called him the first Black movie star. I know he was a name said a lot in my household growing up.
Yeah.
He was revered for his captivating performances in classic movies like In the Heat of the Night, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, A Raisin in the Sun, and a movie we've watched every year at my house, To Sir with Love.
Oh, I love that. Plus, he was the first Black man to ever win an Oscar for an actor in a leading role. He won that in 1964 for his performance in Lilies of the Field. And he was an absolute icon civil rights activist, which a lot of people remember him for. Super brave at a time when, you know, it was scary to do that.
Yeah.
So he passed away a few days ago on January 6th at the age of 94. And we love you, Sidney. And thank you for everything you did, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, for both Betty and Sidney, it's like, obviously, these are really sad ones.
Yes.
But it's also they've lived such full, amazing lives. And I'm just so grateful that they existed on this planet when I did.
Yeah, honestly.
And now, because bad things really do come in threes, we've lost Bob. Which, like I said, it feels like a gut punch, but
yeah,
I guess at least we're not alone in our grief. Everyone seems to be taking this death as hard as we are.
Yeah, definitely. So comedians and actors have all taken to social media to post tributes to Bob and, you know, respond to the news of his death. His Full House co-star John Stamos tweeted, "I am broken. I am gutted. I am in complete and utter shock. I will never, ever have another friend like him. I love you so much, Bobby." And another Full House star, Andrea Barber, who played Kimmy Gibbler on the show, wrote on her Instagram, "This one hurts, broken heart emoji. He had the biggest heart of anyone in Hollywood. He gave the biggest hugs. I am gutted that I will never be able to hug him again." That's so sad.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I mean, in the midst of this is there's nothing negative that's coming out. Like,
no.
Everyone has nothing but positive, endearing things about him. And I'm just so happy about that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Bob Saget was so different from Danny Tanner, but they were both so amazing in their own way. You know what I mean? A lot of people can't say that about a character they've played and be so different, but still be so kind and genuine and amazing. So that's really
great. First time I heard his stand up, because I grew up in Danny Tanner, I was like, this can't be the same person.
You're like, what is my second father saying?
But Bob is not just leaving behind fans like us who love him or fellow comedians and actors who worked with him. He also had a family.
Yes. So Bob's first marriage was to Sherry Kramer, who he had three daughters with, Aubrey, Lara, and Jennifer. And he had gotten remarried to journalist Kelly Rizzo in the fall of 2018. His family did release a statement confirming his death and emphasizing how much he loved performing live and appreciated his fans, which I think is genuinely true. And that's really special.
Yeah, I agree. And so now we've lost our favorite sitcom dad, Danny Tanner. But I will say, not to get all Danny Tanner on everyone, we're never going to forget him or stop loving him.
No, definitely not. And this story I really love, and I think you might be the one that told me this, he was not the original Danny Tanner.
Yes, he wasn't.
And if you watch the pilot and see the original Danny Tanner, who literally sucked the energy out of the room, like, you will truly appreciate Bob and see that he was the right Danny, for sure.
Yeah, I hard agree on that one.
Mm-hmm.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere. With venture capital pouring in
from Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.